Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express. Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, along with former Jaguars Jeff Loggeman and Tony Baselli, provide the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Brought to you by Baptist Health and by Everbank. Jaguars Thursday begins right now. Right now.
From the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman out of here tonight. He has an event upstairs after the Gus Bradley radio show this evening. Glad you're with us. Plenty to get to. The Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins coming up. Also a little later tonight, we'll hear from Kelly Coughlin Joyce. There's a big event for the J Fund coming up this Sunday. We'll have
a great organization
coming up about 7:30 tonight, and she'll talk about what's happening this weekend with the J Fund. What's up, Tony? How are you, man? Here we go, man.
I am outstanding.
I see that.
I'm pumped, ready to go. Looking forward to I love Thursdays. You know why I love Thursdays, JP?
Why, Tony, do you love Thursdays? Why is that?
Let me start with, because Thursday night football tonight, and we have a great matchup between the Broncos and the Chiefs.
Can't wait to watch that.
Yes. Tomorrow's Friday, and everybody loves Fridays.
And you get to coach.
And it's high school football, which is the greatest night. I love high school football. Yep. Nothing. I mean, it's awesome.
I'm going to get a taste of that a little bit tomorrow, but go ahead.
Where are you going?
I'm doing Channel 4 tomorrow night. So I'll be doing the high school live hit, I think. One of the schools, and then we got the show at show for the first time ever tomorrow.
That's great. Yeah. Good for you. And then Saturday is
or not. I'll just be quiet.
That's great.
It's the Tony Baselli show, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't we already know that?
Yeah,
I thought that was already clear.
Anyway, so you like
Friday.
And then
Saturday. Oh, I love Saturday. Well, Friday is Friday, so the weekend's here. And Friday night, high school football. If it would ever stop raining, I try to play a little golf sometimes on Friday. So Friday's a great day. Saturday is college football.
All day.
Nothing better than college
football. Bama's at 9:15.
Yeah. Who do they play?
Ole Miss.
Nah. LSU-Auburn. What a great game that's going to be.
Great game. Who's USC got?
SC Stanford's at 3:30.
They'll get hammered. Stanford's going to roll them.
You want to put money on that? We're the number 6 team in the nation right now, baby.
I don't gamble, but if I did, I would.
Okay. And then I don't know what the night game is tomorrow night. I'm sure it's good. And then we got Sunday. Get up. Get to do a little church this weekend because it's a 4 o'clock game. Get a little church. Get to the stadium really early. Watch some of the 1 o'clock games. Do the tailgate show and kick off 4:05. And then go home and watch the Sunday night game. How good is that? I mean, Thursdays are great. Thursdays at this time, when I get to the show, I'm happy. Because it's all gravy from here till Monday morning.
It's all gravy, big baby. That's what they say, right?
Can't wait.
This is fun.
What else do you want if you're a football fan?
That's all you want, right? All football from here until Sunday night.
And I'm hoping that 4:05 here at Everbank Field is going to be a good day. I'm hoping that caps off my weekend.
Let's get to that a bit. They were just talking about it on the Gus show a moment ago about the battle in the trenches. The offensive line, is Jokel playing? That's the question. He hasn't practiced this week. And certainly the battle in the interior with Ndamukong Suh against name all the interior guys. That's going to be quite a matchup. What do you think of this group so far? This offensive line up against the defensive line group for Miami.
I don't think Jokel plays.
Okay.
I don't know anything. I haven't even seen the injury report today.
He did not practice.
And we'll go over that later, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
So Sam Young's going to get the start. Buenco's going to be your swing guy. And that's a tough matchup for this team because Olivier Vernon is a good player. Now, can you pull up the Dolphins?
Yes. I'll get right on that.
Because Olivier Vernon got leg whipped last week and didn't play pretty much the whole second half. He had a lower ankle.
I think he was limited today, if I remember right.
And my guess is he'll play. But he was definitely hobbled. But their backup is a second-year player out of Marist, Terrence Fetty.
All right, Fetty. So the Dolphins, yeah, Vernon and Wake were both limited last 2 days.
So, but if Vernon plays and is healthy, that's a tough matchup for Sam Young. Vernon's a very powerful, good pass rusher at the University of Miami. He's, you know, long. He's a heavy-handed guy. He plays with good power, good against the run. That's a tough matchup. You know, they got, you know, next to him, you got Earl Mitchell, who's a physical guy, kind of a, you know, I don't want to say a journeyman, but, you know, just a we used to call him a lunch pail guy, because you better bring your lunch pail, because he's going to work every down. You know, he's a tough, hard-nosed, grinded-out type of guy, and he's going to be matched up with Zane Beadles, and Zane's got to play physical because Earl's a physical player. I actually like the matchups on the right side.
Really?
I really do. I think Brandon Linder – listen, I don't think Ndamukong Suh was great week one. The Redskins got after him. They cut him on the first four plays, and he was on the ground every time. And they did an outstanding job against Ndamukong Suh. And they pushed him around. They did a good job. They're physical. They matched his physicality with their own. And I think Brandon Linder will do a good job against them. I think it's a good matchup for us. And I like Jeremy Parnell against Cameron Wake. He'll be fine on that side of the ball as well. So, you know, they're two all-pro, Pro Bowl-type players. And Sue and Wake is a good matchup. I do worry about the matchup of Olivia Vernon.
The question would be if you're saying you're not thinking Jokel's going to go, but if Young goes and something happens with that, you're in an emergency situation. Bowenko, do you think he could be ready to be a backup? They said today Parnell.
He has no choice.
Right. I mean, they said today Parnell in an extreme emergency could move over to the left side, but that would be the last resort, I think, right? You don't want to move a guy out of his.
No, why do you want to get weaker at right tackle and weaker at left tackle? Keep your strength where your strength is, and you figure out the left side. And I got to believe that Greg Olsen, listen, he's smart. They know it. And Doug Marrone, they're gonna design protection to help the left side and to help the left tackle, if it's Sam Young or Luke Wink or whoever it is.
Or Jokel, for that matter.
Or a beat-up Jokel.
Right, yeah.
And so they're going to make sure they game plan this with all kinds. And there's a number of ways you can help one side. Where you get in trouble is where both sides are. You don't have an answer. Because you can't help everybody. Somebody's got to make their money on Sunday and win one-on-one. That's how the NFL works. And that's Jeremy Parnell and Brandon Linder. The message to them is, hey, boys, put your big boy shorts on today because you're all by yourself all day long, and you're blocking those two guys. And let us know how it goes at the end of the day because we're not coming to help you. And don't look for help because you are by yourself. We are going to help the left side of this offensive line, and we can slide, we can chip, we can keep a tight end in there. We can do a lot of different things to disrupt the rush on one side. So they'll have an answer, and I think they'll be okay.
Blake Bortles this week, moving forward now, week two. What do you want to see? I mean, what's the next step for him this week? Just a general question there.
Well,
what do you got? What do you want to see?
I was going to be a smart.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I could tell in your face.
No, I was going to say.
just say it then. Go ahead.
Well, first
don't
of all,
hold back. I can take it.
Did anyone talk about the kindergarten?
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah,
because he talked about it this week, and the question was about play calling. And the reference to kindergartners questioning college-aged kids.
So let me say this.
Comparison. I think it was taken out of context a little bit by the reaction.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Here's one thing. And I've made this mistake. So this is me.
What did you say? Yeah.
What's
your mistake?
Well, one time I ripped the fans my rookie year for taking shots at us and saying that the Florida Gators could beat us. And so I ripped the Florida Gators. And I ripped the fans.
Okay.
Bad move.
What did you say? What was the quote? You remember?
Oh, I just.
Just lit into him.
Just lit into him. And it was on a radio show. And and I was new to the South, you know. I didn't quite realize how passionate some of the college football fans around here can be. And I walked into the stadium. It was before the last game of the year. It was the last home game. I walk into the stadium, and there are banners. You got to remember, this is the first year. I'm the first overall pick.
You're kind of a star.
To this point, I was the darling.
Yeah. Face of the franchise.
I walk in, and there are banners hanging from the top level of telling me to go back to the West Coast and saying bad things about USC and things about me.
Wow.
I walked out to pregame. Now, thankfully, security took them down, made them take it down before the game started. So that was my first lesson. My second lesson is I ripped the fans for going into the club when it was raining and leaving the entire middle of this. And this was like a 98-99, so I didn't learn my lesson.
No, it's like 3 years later. You should have known.
Yeah.
They were weak for going inside.
We're a good team. I'm like, come on, we need you out there. It's empty because it's raining outside. I'm like, come on, suck it up. And they didn't like that either. So listen, you can't – I mean, a couple things you don't do as a player. Because it's not going to – even if you're right in what you're saying, you don't talk bad about the fans. They pay a lot of money to come support the team, and they want to win. Especially, you can get away with it if you're, like, contending for Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls. But if, you know, you're struggling and you just had a very poor performance from week one, the last thing you need to be doing is taking shots at the fans. Because it's not going to work out for you.
If he comes out and lights it up this week, it's all forgotten, right?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. As soon as you win, no one cares. Yeah, right. I mean, no, no one's going to hold a grudge. But it's just it's a distraction, not a big one. It's just two things you don't think you should do as a player. Talk about your own contract and talk about bad about the fans. Those are two things that are going to get you in trouble.
Why the contract? Why is that a rule?
Because as much money as the NFL players are making compared to the average fan, the last thing they want to hear is us complain about our contracts.
A few million dollars here or there.
Yeah, I mean,
right. Yeah, come on.
Even if you're right, again, you got to put it in perspective. No one wants to hear about it.
Big week for Blake, though. Got to step up after a tough outing last week.
Yeah, didn't play very well. Offense didn't play very well. It's not just him, the entire offense. You got to win outside. Listen, they're going to get some man coverage this week, too. And the two corners for Miami, Bryce McClain and Brent Grimes, are not big guys. They're 5'9", is Bryce McClain out of Utah, 7-year player out of Utah, and 5'10 for Brent Grimes. And so you can get physical with them, but they're scrappy, they're tough, they play hard, and they're going to get up there and they're going to make you win. So you got to win one-on-one battles.
Sounds like pretty good news for Marquise Lee this week, too. He's been practicing limited, but getting some work in actual team work on the practice field. So, hey, that could be back in the lineup, too.
Well, my guess is he'll be used more as a guy who stretches the field and try to open some stuff up underneath. So, yeah, I mean, you need all your weapons.
Yeah.
I mean, this team needs weapons. And so, listen, this is a game where this is a good defense. Held the Redskins, who aren't a great offense, to 10 points. The Redskins were able to run the ball against them. They ran effectively. Alfred Morris had over 100 yards. There are some things they can do, and I think that Greg Olsen will do against this Miami defense to get T.J. Yeldon in the open and get him some creases to hit. I think they'll run the ball okay. The question is, can they protect long enough for the guys outside to win?
It's a big question with the injury report that we'll get to a little bit later tonight. Jaguars Thursday, J.P. Shadrick, Tony Baselli. We'll get to the injury report coming up. Kelly Coughlin-Joyce will join us a little bit later and talk about the Tom Coughlin J-Fund. That's coming up at about 7:30. We'll talk a little Jaguars defense coming up in just a moment as well. We'll take a timeout on Jaguars Thursday. More coming up. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
Get a safe, free ride to Jags games from local bars and restaurants with the Big Cat Convoy. Provides you with a game ticket and a free ride direct to the game and back. Cruise over in style. Style, JP, style. And avoid parking fees. Get your tickets now at jaguars.com/convoy. Welcome back, Tony Baselli, JP Shadrick. No Jeff Loggeman today. We're all happy about that. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com.
Look at you, Tony Baselli. Yeah, 6 out of 10 on that. Good job.
Only a 6, Joe?
That's better than a 5. Yeah, it was a little ugly. It's okay. Hey, you know, there's a lot of show left. You can do the rest of them as well.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Well, you know why, though? Because last week when we did it,
the card read was the problem. Your ad-libbing was wonderful. Oh, it was very entertaining.
Well, I got to be honest with you. The print was so small, I got lost at one point.
JP's got super eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even barely see it. And the cards are much easier you gave me last week. I thought it was much easier to read.
Well.
I mean, seriously, I got lost. I was like, I'm looking for words just to put in there.
By the way, I've got to say this, get this in. Congratulations to you and Jimmy Smith. They're both candidates officially for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think that came out today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Official. It was over 100 official candidates, right?
Yep.
That's all you got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about it.
We could get into an in-depth discussion about Hall of Fame.
I'd rather not.
No?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
Let's talk about this game.
I thought it would be a perfect.
Nope,
perfect.
Let's talk about this game. That's what's more important.
Let's get to the Jaguars defense. A positive game. They gave up 13 points, but they couldn't get off the field in that long drive last week. And the third down, boy, all game. And those long sustained drives, I think they were 6 of 9 on third down against the Jaguars D. That's something that's got to improve this week too. But this is a Miami team that does a little bit of the read option. Tannehill has some wheels, a little faster than Cam, a different build, obviously. But what are your – is it close?
Well, no, I think it's different because they have a lot more weapons outside. I mean, they got good players outside. They got Jarvis Landry, who is a stud, who's going to play the slot and move around. They might even do some jet sweep stuff with him. Jordan Cameron, the tight end, a fellow Trojan, is an outstanding player. When he's healthy, he's one of the better tight ends in football, can win one-on-one. They'll split him out. They'll move him around. He's a good player. Greg Jennings, a veteran, gets things done. And a guy who really showed up on tape first week against Washington Redskins was Rishard Matthews, number 18, a four-year player out of Nevada. He had a good game, caught the ball well. So they got some weapons, and Tannehill is improved every year. He's a good player. They are not a physical team as far as the style they play. They're good up front, don't get me wrong. They have good players. They'll get after you. They pass block well. But they are a spread-you-out, horizontal team. All their runs are horizontal, a lot of zone, a lot of stretch, which is the outside zone, a lot of zone read, trying to get the quarterback on the perimeter. They move the pocket well, getting him outside, moving the pocket to keep the rush off of him. And it's not – Carolina was more physical. They're a more downhill running team. And based on the first game, that's not what Miami wants to do. They want to get you in space and let their athletes go.
Yeah, that's that'll be that's how does that match for the Jags though? They got a little speed, right?
Well, they're gonna have to cover. They're gonna have to cover guys, and they're gonna have to find and locate two guys, especially when the Dolphins are on offense, and that's Jordan Cameron and Jarvis Landry. Those two guys can beat you. They can make you look bad, and they're big play guys. And out of the backfield, they got a guy Lamar Miller who's a speedster as well, and he didn't get a lot of carries, but when he does it, if he breaks the perimeter and gets past that front four, he is dangerous when he gets into the secondary. So as far as matchups, they're gonna have to cover. They're gonna have to locate guys. Jonathan Cyprian's gonna have to cover. Sergio Brown, they're all gonna have to cover and look for this team to be in a lot of nickel. So the health of Aaron Colvin is very key,
and the health of Cyprian too. Remember, he's been out of practice this week with a calf injury that he sustained, not only the finger but now the calf. So that's something to watch moving forward. How's this Miami offensive line? And how do the Jags' D-line match up?
You know, Brandon Albert's coming off a ACL, and you can tell he's not himself. He doesn't have the push and the power that he typically has in the past. He's a good player. He's a good left tackle. He's been one of the better ones in the NFL, but that ACL, you can tell he's still trying to get his legs underneath him. They have one of the better centers in the NFL with Mike Pouncey, one of the Pouncey brothers. He's very good with his hands, powerful hands, athletic, can reach a nose. It'll be a great matchup between him and Roy Miller. And I like the – I'll tell you what, the right tackle, second-year player out of Tennessee, Juwan James. He looked good. He is a guy who's really athletic, 6'6", 320, can move. He did a good job for them in that Washington game. They got a rookie right guard, Jameel Douglas, fourth-round pick out of Arizona State. I think you can get after him a little bit. Doesn't handle inside moves great, a little stiff in the hips it looks like. And look for them to try to get after him. In Dallas Thomas, the left guard's a solid player.
Jared Odrick, of course, came from Miami, and talking to him earlier this week, he knows the personnel. That might help him a little bit. Playing against a former team, does that do anything for a guy like him? I mean, what do
I think it would.
Yeah?
I mean, I think you want to go out there and show him. They made him, you know, they didn't, they let him go. They said they wanted to spend their money on Ndamukong Suh, which, listen, no one can blame him. He's a franchise-type player, and they let him walk. And so as a player, I think you want to go back in there and say, listen, I can play this game and go show your guys. These are guys you played with. These are your peers. These guys you shared a meeting room with, and you want to get after them. And you know them. You practice against them. You know their strengths, their weaknesses. And I think Jared Otter will have a little bit of extra pep in the step.
How did he play last week?
Good, fine. Better than in the preseason. He was solid. Nothing great. I thought the guy who played the best last week on the offensive line was defensive line. We talked about this was Tyson Alualo, and then Chris Clemens in the spot duties he had. But he was good. He was solid. Is the grade I'd give him
because they're moving him. He has the outside in spot. He'll go inside on I guess the passing situation sometime and play the three.
Yeah, he's not. Listen, and we said this earlier. His strength is not pass rushing, and I know Jeff said he was going to get seven or eight sacks.
Yeah.
And,
He still believes that, I think.
And that's fine. And I hope he does. He's a good run stopper, and he's a solid pass rusher. But he's not a guy who you're looking in one-on-one to dominate. And he's not Sendarek Marks. He's just not that type of pass rusher. I mean, Sendarek Marks is a guy, when he's healthy and he's in there, creates a lot of he can create matchup problems for an offensive guard.
It's good to see Tyson kind of change his stripes a little bit over the years. You know, he's had to move around a little bit off the knee injury and all that. Now he's morphed. He's not a starter anymore.
He's playing well.
Right?
He is playing good football, and he is a starter right now because Sendarek's not playing. And I thought he played very well last week. He's all over the field. He got good penetration. He's disruptive in the run game. He's not a great pass rusher either, but what they ask him to do, he does a really good job.
The Leos on the stand. You know what? Scuda came over and got a sack from the Leo spot last week, and you'll hear from Bob Babich coming up on the Publix show on Sunday, the pregame show, talking about Scuda's role here and how he moves around a bit. I think he had 5 snaps or something like that at Leo, but that's what they kind of expected out of him. Play the auto, yes, but if you have to get over there on Leo downs and be a pass rusher, and this is a situation where they might need some help over there these days.
Well, it's going to be much harder for the Leos this week. The tackles are better than they faced last week. There's no doubt about that. Now, one thing I saw in film that I think that the Jaguars defense can get after this Dolphins offensive line in the pass rush is the tackles, especially the right tackle, Juwan James, takes a very, very large split. I mean, abnormally.
What does that mean?
A split is the distance between where he lines up and the guard next to him. You know, typically you get about two foot splits between the guard and the tackle. Sometimes a little tighter depending on the play, sometimes a little wider. Juwan James is sometimes 4 feet. I mean, he is out there. I understand. I did it a lot of times as a tackle as well because you want to stretch that defensive end. And if you're confident in your athletic ability, you're fine being one-on-one in space with that defensive end. It changes the angle for the rush end and everything else.
Yeah.
Where you get susceptible is in the twists, in the games, a TE or an ET, where the end goes up the field, the tackle goes up the field, the end loops inside, or vice versa. Because there's that space, it's harder to work with the guard next to you. You're so far away.
Yeah, sure.
And it does cause some problems. And it's one of the things the Jaguars, Todd Wash is an outstanding defensive line coach in teaching the twist game. They are very good at it. They execute it very well. I think they can get after this Miami front if they maintain those wide splits.
Is that a player's decision to move the split out wide, or is that a coach? You said it depends on the play sometimes.
Yeah,
it was my preference.
It was my – I never had a coach tell me one way or another. I kind of did it on my own based on the front, based on who I was playing, based on if I thought they were twisting or not and everything else. So it was kind of – for me, it was play by play.
And if you're on the other side, you twist every play until they figure it out, I guess, right?
Or maybe Juwan James is athletic enough to make it work. I mean, I'd like to see it against a good team who does it.
Yeah.
The Redskins weren't great at their twist game. The Jaguars are much better at that.
It'll be interesting to watch for sure.
They got to get after Tannehill. He's a much improved. He's a good quarterback.
Does he get the respect? Has he earned it yet?
No, he hasn't earned it yet.
Yeah.
But he's on his way to earning it. He's not there yet, but he's a good quarterback.
Who's he compared to in the league?
Oh, I hate the comparison.
You hate that?
Thing.
You don't like that?
Mean,
all right.
I don't know.
I'm full of dumb questions tonight, Tony.
You typically are, but yes. Who's he compared to? He's an athletic. He's really athletic. He played wide receiver in college before he moved to quarterback.
He has a good arm.
He can move. I don't know.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, maybe. I don't think he's as smart as Russell Wilson. He's bigger than Russell, right? Yeah, Russell is a good arm. He's just bigger than Russell.
Okay.
I think Russell's probably a little bit better in the pocket and seeing some stuff down the field. But he's a good player.
Good test this week for the Jaguars in Week 2. The Miami Dolphins, after their win in Washington last week, come to town. Plenty to get to tonight on Jaguars Thursday.
Yeah, just give me these because you're really struggling today.
Kelly Coughlin Joyce coming up to talk about the Tom Coughlin J Fund. Remember the clear bag policy at EverBank. The Jags and Dailies have teamed to provide an NFL-approved clear plastic tote bag available with a $5 charitable donation to the Tony Baselli Foundation. That's you.
That's me.
That's you. For more information,
buy a lot of them.
Visit jaguars.com/allclear. More Jaguars Thursday after this on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
I can't wait for this one. Go ahead.
Republics. Very well, thank you. We're even. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags, and have been proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Welcome back, Tony Buscelli, J.P. Shadrick, and now we have Kelly Coughlin Joyce on the line with us to talk about the J Fund and some pretty cool things going on right now.
Kelly, good evening. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Thanks.
You guys, the Tom Coughlin J Fund has a big event coming up this Sunday where you're bringing 35 pediatric cancer patients and their families to the game, recognizing Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. That's a big event coming up on Sunday.
Yes, we're really excited. It's going to be great. We're trying to do things bigger and better than we've done in the past, and the Jaguars have been great partners in that. So we're really looking forward to it. We're hosting these pediatric cancer patients and their families for a tailgate party prior to the game, and then we're going to head over. We're going to be on the field for the national anthem and be recognized and give the kids a hand, hopefully, and then we're going to enjoy the game and hope to see a win.
We all want to win, Kelly.
I know. Giants and Jaguars fans are desperate to move on to next week.
That's exactly right. You've lived this your entire life, so you know exactly how everyone feels around here and up in New York trying to get a big win. Kelly, talk a little bit and just give people even a greater insight to what the J Fund does with what your dad, Coach Coughlin's done, and you leading the way with the J Fund, helping so many families. Not just the kids who are obviously fighting the great fight against cancer, but the families that are there trying to support them as well.
Sure. Well, the mission of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to help local area families who are tackling childhood cancer. So we provide financial, emotional, and practical support. And really our whole goal is to be there for parents so that they can focus on their children and be there for the rest of their family. So we do everything from providing household expense relief, because almost always when a parent gets the news that their child has cancer, they basically have to stop working, drop everything, and focus on their child. So the primary way that we help is financially, but we do a number of other things, like what we're doing on Sunday, which is really just give these families an opportunity to forget about cancer for the day and to celebrate and to be together and have fun and to create special memories for the kids and the whole family.
Kelly, if people want to get involved and partner with you guys at the J Fund to help you do all these great things you're doing, how can they do that, the average person?
Well, you can go to our website anytime, and of course, we always are looking for financial contributions, but we need volunteer support. People have lots of talents, and we're always looking for ways to give that way. And we also encourage people in the community to help us create awareness and raise the visibility of our organization so people who have a child with cancer know that we're there and the services that we provide, but also for the rest of the community so that they know the work of the J Fund. And so we encourage people to go to our website, learn a little bit more about our work. But in addition to that, if they don't already have their game tickets on for this weekend, they can use the Give and Go program and select the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation to buy their tickets, and we will get a percentage of the proceeds for the game tickets. So that's another way.
That's pretty awesome. Kelly Coughlin Joyce joining us. TCJFund.org, at TCJFund on social media. Big event coming up on Sunday. Good luck to you. It's good to talk to you, Kelly. We appreciate your time.
Thanks. Good talking to you guys. Look for us out on the field. You'll see our whole 150 people in our blue T-shirts with our Go Gold logo on them to recognize childhood cancer this month.
And we'll talk to you again on Sunday in the pregame. How about that?
I look forward to it.
Sounds
great. Thanks, guys.
Kelly Coughlin joining us from the Tom Coughlin J Fund. And, what's next on the list there, Tony? We've jumped the jumped off the track here.
No, we're going right back to it. Let's look at the injury report presented by the Baptist Health Systems, Changing Healthcare for Good.
Okay.
So today, Josh Evans was full today. He had the flu yesterday. I'm glad he's feeling better. Rashad Greene, full, limited yesterday with the back.
I don't think you meant that.
No, I do. I'm glad he's feeling better. We need him. We need Rashad Greene, too. What, do you have 13 targets last week? I mean,
which is incredible, by the way.
Unbelievable.
13 targets.
And he played very well outside that one drop, but we'll give him a pass as a rookie. Marquise Lee and Julius Thomas were limited. Did not practice today. Is Thurston Armbrister back? Andre Branch, knee. Jonathan Cyprian, calf / finger. Toby Gerhart, abdomen. Dwayne Grotz, ankle. That's a big one to watch for because they're going to need all the corners they can get out there to cover these guys up.
Yes.
Luke Jokel, ankle. And Cedric Marks, knee. Still trying to get back off after ACL offseason
and
surgery.
He was limited Wednesday, but then didn't practice today. Just part of the deal, just seeing how far along he is.
Absolutely.
So are we, like, switching roles now?
I think I'm better at this than you.
I don't know about that. You think you might be.
I could just go Vince Scully.
Oh, so you're going to compare yourself to Vince Scully?
No, I could go Vince Scully. Maybe just do the whole thing myself.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'd rather not.
Great job.
I'd rather. Here, you can have your
sheet. Thank you.
Back.
Give me the sheet.
Let's take
back.
Some calls, JP.
No, okay, let's do a couple calls. We got to get to Shine On as well from
yeah,
this
we'll do
past
Shine
Sunday.
On.
355-NFL1, 355-6351. Chris on the west side is with us tonight, wants to talk about optimism. What's up?
Yeah, before I get to that, I just heard David Lamb's Lamb rant. I don't know if you guys heard this. He basically called out the Jaguars organization for duping the media and fans. Now, personally, I believe the organization believed everything they said. And to say otherwise, he has no basis for that. He's a cynical you-know-what, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, okay.
I
don't know what, but that's okay.
I'll just say this. The Jaguars organization didn't dupe anyone. Come on. So, I mean, I'm not even – it's so asinine, it's not even worth responding to.
So I didn't hear it. I can't even
– I didn't either, but if you said they duped them, that's ridiculous. David knows better than that.
Okay, well, let's get some positiveness.
Please.
Personally, I have liked the play of Sergio Brown and James Sample from preseason on. I love how they run. I love that the wide receivers feel their presence when they're on the field. This may be a little unconventional, but I would like to see them on the field at the same time.
Well, that means
that's not necessarily a knock on Cyprian, but I think that they would play great together. They could be interchangeable pieces on the field.
Well, I think. Yeah. Well, James Sample, did he even play on Sunday?
I don't remember.
I don't think he played.
Yeah.
He had that one preseason game, so it might be a little bit early. I thought Sergio Brown did play well. He played hard and was physical and got after it pretty good. Right now, you're not going to bench Cyprian for James Sample. And so he's a young guy still working his way in and trying to figure everything out. He broke his arm. He obviously would be much further along if that did not happen in the OTAs. So, listen, I think he's going to be a good player, but he's still got to see it. And my guess is they're going to try to work him in here in the near future.
That's great analysis. Let's go to the phone lines again. Mac on the north side wants to talk about Blake Bortles. Hello, Mac.
Hey, fellas. I don't take it personally on what he said because he was the one that threw the pick six. So he did that in aggravation. But I don't know what you guys think, but I think he shouldn't do that. Because you're pissing the fans.
He shouldn't throw a pick six? I agree. I'm with you. No more pick sixes.
Yes.
We're as fans. I'm a season ticket holder. We paying a salary, you know. So you just got to tighten up and do better. You need to hang around Mark Brunell to get some training or something like that, you know. Because I believe in the Jags, and you know, but you can't piss fans off like that, man. Especially and we ain't been doing much losing really ever since Jack Del Rio got here. It's been the same old season mode. But I'm gonna stick with him.
Hey, but Mac, let me ask you a question. If they come out and win this week and he throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns and no picks, you probably won't be mad anymore, will you?
No, they won't be mad.
That's right. Appreciate the phone call tonight, Mac. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's what we were just talking about. If he plays well, they win, guess what?
That's right there. Why
we're all kindergartners. That's
Mac's
fine.
A perfect example why you don't say anything negative about the fans.
Anymore.
No, moving forward.
You used to.
Yeah, it's,
You have an MO. That's your MO.
Yeah. Yeah, don't hang out with me because I didn't learn my lesson. It took me a couple times before.
You wanted him to go to Mark to get lessons.
I mean, sure, why not? I mean, I'm not sure what Mark's going to, I mean, lessons in what? What not to say?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Mark never did anything like that, did he?
No, Mark was always very guarded and calculated in what
he
said.
So, yeah, you were the voice of the locker room.
I was the loudmouth.
You were the guy.
I would,
as Pete Prisco says, you were deep throat sometimes too. So you would like give.
I would
info.
Step. I would step. No, that's not true, JP.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You believe Pete Prisco? I mean, have we seen the character, the moral fiber, the character of Pete Prisco, and we're going to believe him?
That's a good point.
Thank you.
But
I'm just telling you.
You haven't proved otherwise.
How can you prove something that's not true?
What are you talking about?
That's just deep. Think about that for a while.
Jeez. All right, let's move on. We had a segment on the Publix Tailgate Show each week called Shine On. You and Jeff Loggeman argue your side of the ball and why it would shine against the Panthers. Let's take a listen.
A shine on.
I think the defense is going to shine because Cam Newton has limited weapons. He does not have the mainstay of that offense from last year, Kelvin Benjamin. It's basically a one-option passing game in Greg Olsen. If the Jaguars' defense can't stop the running game of Cam Newton, shame on them.
All right, the Jaguars' offense is going to shine because one of the best players on the Panthers' defense, star Lotulelei, is out for the game. And I think one thing they're going to be able to do is they're going to run the ball. Look for T.J. Yeldon to have a big day. It's going to open up the passing lanes for Blake Bortles. I think the Jaguars get off to a great start offensively. Bing, bing.
There you have it from this past Sunday, and it sounds like Jeff Loggeman destroyed you this week.
Well, he was disqualified because he went over the time limit, so I was automatically given the victory. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, he's not here to argue. So
no, that's why I won.
You are a winner. You're always a winner, Tony, but you are a winner in Shine On this week as well. Listen to the Publix Tailgate Show Sunday at 1 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff begins at 3 o'clock on the Jaguars Radio Network. You want to read this one, Tony?
Go ahead.
Kiss game day parking hassles goodbye with a JTA Stadium Shuttle. 5 convenient park and ride locations to choose from for Jag teams, with tickets starting at only $7. For more information, visit jtafla.com. We'll look around the National Football League. How about picking some games?
Let's do it.
That when we come back. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
All right, last chance for you, Tony.
Check out Hanania's Hyundai of Orange Park and Westside Hyundai. They have over 500 vehicles, and every new Hyundai is backed by America's best warranty. Welcome back.
Is it Hyundai or Hyundai?
It depends.
It depends on who's,
Hyundai.
On who's saying it.
I say apparently. Hyundai. What did I say? Hyundai.
You said Hyundai.
What do you say?
Hyundai.
Is it Hyundai?
I think it depends on where you're from.
Oh. Well.
Either way.
Logs earlier said
binoculars.
Binoculars. I don't know what the hell those are. Welcome back, JP.
Hey, we got a little Buscelli. Breaking news flash. Not really breaking. About an hour ago. Are you an Instagram guy,
no.
Tony? I'm not either. But Blake Bortles is apparently a Jaguars quarterback. Posted a photo on Instagram earlier of apparently him and his mother on the first day of kindergarten. In Oviedo,
that's
Florida.
Pretty funny. That's the way to handle it.
It says hashtag TBT to them.
Hashtag?
Hashtag? Hashtag. What'd I say?
You said hashtag.
Okay, hashtag TBT.
What is wrong tonight?
To them hashtag kindergarten days.
I mean, tonight's a debacle,
yeah,
first of all.
I know.
Second of all, I just
do,
got.
Do
I,
we
I,
really need Jeff that much?
No, we don't. Please don't say that.
Anyway.
I spent the whole break getting ripped by Joe Fortunato about this piece I do for Westwood One. He said it was the worst thing he's ever listened to.
Yeah, well.
Boy, that was the funkiest way I've ever seen you get a plug-in for something you're doing.
No, it's not a plug. I didn't even retweet it.
And where's it at again?
I don't even know. Westwood1.com, I'm sure.
It's Tony's Takes. You can Google Westwood One, Tony's Takes, and find
it. According to Joe, don't listen to it because it's awful. That's what Joe
the
said.
The first one, you can improve.
It was the first
one
I've done all year.
Come on,
you sit
man.
There, he said, you go, this
because
is what I get.
Lord knows we want to know your takes.
Yeah, well, I felt like I was back in the offensive line room after a bad game, I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it played okay. And Mike Major yelling at me, telling me how bad I was and awful every aspect of what I did. in the game. That's what Joe just did to me, JP. And then you, cheap shot artist that you are, dove off like the turnbuckle to come take a shot too and pile on.
Elbow.
But
people's
you're,
elbow.
You're better for it, aren't you?
I have no problem. You
just
know
like
me.
Mike, yeah. You're better for it.
Good job. Anyway, yeah. Check it out. Instagram. Blake Bortles wearing an Atlanta Braves jersey on kindergarten playing.
You should have had a Jaguar jersey. Come on.
Well, there you
come
go.
On, Blake.
Let's look around the National Football League. We start off with tonight Denver and Kansas City at Arrowhead. Who you got, Tone?
I like Kansas City.
At home, really?
Yeah, I think Kansas City beats Broncos. They're going to pound Peyton Manning.
Peyton Dunn?
I don't know about that. And tonight's not the night to make that judgment because the offensive line for the Broncos is average and the pass rush for the Chiefs is really, really good, and they're going to get after him. That's a tough place to play. And just remember, and a number of people have said this week. Week four of last year, three or four, on a Monday night, I believe it was, the Kansas City Chiefs made the Patriots and Tom Brady look like they were never going to win another football game the rest of their lives. And all the commentary after that game was Tom Brady's done, the Patriots, what's wrong? Blowed
up. The quarterback position.
Yeah, address the quarterback position, all this kind of nonsense. And they end up winning the Super Bowl. So let's not, you know, if you, as you listen to Tony's take, Joe, it's overreaction. Everyone overreacts. Everyone needs to slow their roll.
Is this what we get on Tony's takes, this kind of commentary?
Yeah, this kind of commentary.
Okay, good. It's a preview.
Just not as excited.
No.
I would be more excited. You know what the funny thing is about that, Joe, too? I started the first, like 30 seconds in, they stopped me and they said, hey, show, bring some more energy. So that was the more energy take.
You didn't listen.
Fantastic. Sunday, Houston.
Oh, I'm going to get fired from everything I do.
Houston at Carolina. Who you got?
Houston at Carolina. I like the Panthers. I like the Panthers. I think they're going to
– new quarterback.
Yeah, it's home opener, new quarterback, Ryan Mallett. No Dwayne Brown probably. Left tackle of the Texans looks like he's going to be out. I like the Panthers to get a win.
New England at Buffalo. Good game.
That's going to be a good game. That Buffalo defense is outstanding. I'm not a believer in Tyrod Taylor, though.
At some point he'll show
that he's
Tyrod Taylor.
I'm going Patriots.
San Diego and Cincinnati.
Oh, that's another good ball game.
1 o'clock.
That's a good ball game. That's what that might be the game I'm watching as we're getting ready for the Jag game. In Cincinnati,
yep.
San Diego had a rough one. They came back and played really well late. I'm going to go Cincinnati. I actually like the San Diego Chargers to win the AFC West, but I think Cincinnati gets that. It's going to be a tight game. That's a coin flip for me.
Tennessee going to Cleveland. Mariota after a nice outing last week.
Yeah, I like Tennessee. They're
Mariota,
better.
Whatever
I mean,
his name is.
It's Mariota.
awful.
Johnny Football. You're used to it. Johnny Football is going to get the start. I'm not a believer.
He's back-to-back Heisman winners he's facing.
Yeah, I'm going Mariota. I'm going Mariota.
Mariota and Tennessee in Cleveland. All right. Atlanta at the Giants.
Ooh, high-scoring affair. A lot of good receivers on the field in that game. Two good quarterbacks. I think the Giants respond and rally around, kind of get in those meeting rooms together and say, listen, we completely screwed that one up last week. I think they get the win against Atlanta. Atlanta, short week, coming off, you know, emotional high, winning Monday night against the Eagles, you know, all that stuff. I like the Giants.
Did you see the photo of Jason Pierre-Paul's hand, by the way?
Yeah, that doesn't look good. That's more than – I mean, it looks like his –
index finger's gone.
Gone. The middle finger's losing the tip, almost looks like.
The
thumb's losing a tip.
Yeah, at least a tip on the thumb.
Yeah, they got.
Ooh, it's rough.
Boys and girls, do not play with fireworks.
If you do, throw them early.
Especially if you're going to make $15 million this year.
Good point. St. Louis at Washington.
Ooh. The Redskins' defense is not bad, pretty good. And I'm biased there because my roommate in college is their defensive coordinator.
Oh, see.
So I'm going to be rooting for the Redskins. I'm going to go homer pick and root for the Redskins.
Homer pick. Arizona at Chicago, 1 o'clock.
The Cardinals are going to just destroy the Bears.
Really?
Yeah, I like the Cardinals. They're going to win the NFC West, by the way. You heard it here first. Like no one else is picking them.
They win a lot of games, but they haven't.
Yeah, well, first of all, they had the best record in the football until Carson Palmer got hurt, and they had to go to their third quarterback. I mean, they're a good team. Bruce Arians, one of the better coaches in the NFL that no one talks about.
Can Adrian Peterson get it going against Detroit this week? Minnesota hosting the Lions.
Yeah, that Detroit defense is stopping the run's pretty good. I got to believe they're going to feed AP more than 10 times. He's going to run like a man on a mission. Boy, Minnesota, Detroit, Minnesota, Detroit. I'm going to go Detroit.
You just flipped a coin.
Yeah.
In the NFC South, Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Superdome.
That's one of the easiest picks of the week.
Mm-hmm. San Francisco at Pittsburgh, the Niners.
Yeah, the Niners, Jim Tomasula. Congratulations, big first win. Carlos Hyde went off.
I hope they don't wear those hideous uniforms again, though.
I got to be honest with you.
They were awful.
I barely saw them. I can barely remember because I was falling asleep as they were kicking off.
You didn't miss much.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
At home, Heinz Field.
Yeah, they're good.
Baltimore at Oakland.
The Ravens will win that one quite easily. Easily.
We'll hold off on the Jaguars, Dolphins.
Oh, I got the pick there, too.
Dallas at Philly, NFC East.
Dallas at Philly. The Cowboys.
Philly rallied last week.
Yeah, and the Cowboys are playing with they're going to lose one just because they should have lost last week. They're going to lose this week. And no Dez Bryant. It changes. And if you listen to Tony's take, that's probably the major injury of the week from week one.
Okay.
Dez Bryant, because it changes completely how – you play them. It changes everything. I mean, you no longer can roll coverage to Dez Bryant. You put the eighth guy in the box, stop the run, all those good things. So I like the Philadelphia Eagles.
At home. Sunday night football, Seattle at Green Bay. Great game.
That is, it's amazing. What a great weekend. If I said how great this is right now, yeah. I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think the Seahawks win that, and they're going to win it because Marshawn Lynch might rush for 200 yards. That Green Bay defense could not stop the Chicago Bears rushing attack with Matt Forte. All the noise about not getting the ball to Lynch enough and yada, yada, yada. I think they feed him. I think that defense plays better. I like the Seattle Seahawks.
Monday night football, the Jets are at Lucas Oil Stadium against the Colts.
The Colts will not be 0-2. They're going to win that game.
You think so?
Yes. T.Y. Hilton is
he's
questionable.
Issues, yes.
Questionable right now. Is it the knee? I can't remember what it was.
It's knee.
Yeah, something
bruised
like that.
Knee.
Bruised knee. He'll be fine. He said, I think he'll play. But they got enough. I mean, they got Andrew Luck, Dante Moncrief.
Well, they had Andrew Luck last week, and they didn't win.
Yeah, but let me just explain something to you. The Jets' defense is not the Bills' defense.
Okay. Let's finish with the Dolphins and the Jaguars here. A 4:05 kick at Everbank Field in week two. We'll go on air at 1 o'clock with a Publix tailgate show and then 3 o'clock with Countdown to Kickoff on the network. Then they'll tee it up at 4:05 here. Can the Jags get this done, man? This is the last chance to
play.
When
you ask, no, I hate when you ask that question. Can they get it done? Yes.
Okay.
Will they
get it done?
I don't know.
Tony?
Yeah, that's better.
Excuse
that's
me.
More proper English, the way the proper
three straight road games coming up after this.
Yeah, they got to win this one. They have to.
Thank you.
They have to win this game. They can't go on the road for three straight weeks, starting with New England, then Indy, and then a bad Tampa team at least. I think they find a way. Listen, watching the tape, watching the first 2 weeks, watching how the Jags played on offense, everything should tell you that the Dolphins should win this game. They're a 6.5-point favorite, the largest line in Vegas for a road team. As far as favorites.
Whoa, we're following Vegas?
No, I'm just giving you all the
is this a Tony take?
No, I'm giving you.
Is Westwood One? What is this?
Hashbag. Hashbag Tony's betting line.
Great.
No, I'm trying to paint the picture here, JP, that everything is saying the Jaguars are going to lose. I mean, from every fantasy show I've seen or talked to, they're all picking every Dolphin player as like the key guy on your fantasy team. And for that reason, for no other reason, the Jags are going to win this game because no one thinks they're going to.
You heard it here
that
first.
That is the scientific proof, evidence, commentary, whatever you want to say, the Jags are going to find a way to get done. And they're gonna score more points than the opponent. That's all I know. They're going to get more points than the Dolphins. That's the type of breakdown you get here on Jaguars Thursday.
Hashtag Tony's takes.
How do you draw a hashtag?
I don't want to know. I'll be honest with you. That'll do it for Jaguars.
This might, seriously, Joe, this might be our best show ever. Keep logs out of here. We have way more fun.
Tony Vaselli for Joe Fortunato. Our thanks to Kelly Coughlin Joyce as well. And thanks to you for listening. This is JP Shadrick. We'll see you Sunday at Everbank. The Dolphins and the Jags coming up.